Ah, the sounds of elevator music. The company Muzak made its mark on American culture by producing these generic-sounding songs for office buildings, retail stores, the dentist's office. It's been 25 years since Muzak stopped producing those instrumental covers and switched to providing clients with mixes of popular songs. And yet Muzak is still trying to shake its elevator music reputation as it tries to emerge from bankruptcy. Our story comes from Greg Collard of member station WFAE.
Elevator music made Muzak a huge success, but Sean Mosley says it's also made the company a punchline.
Every day I have to have a conversation with somebody and say, we're not elevator music, we're not your father's Muzak.
Mosley works at Muzak's headquarters in Fort Mill, South Carolina. The place is actually hip. Music is everywhere you go. There are more than 250 speakers in this huge warehouse that has a sort of modern stainless steel look inside. But Muzak's been around for 75 years. Bruce McKagan is Muzak's unofficial docent. His tour includes interesting historical tidbits, like former President Lyndon Johnson owning a Muzak franchise in Austin, Texas.
And Lyndon Johnson sold it to the White House while Eisenhower was there. Yeah, so there was Muzak in the White House because of LBJ. Isn't that a great story?
But again, this isn't your father's Muzak. Stephen Pilker is in charge of today's sound. He heads Muzak's audio architecture unit. This is the group that creates many of those mixtapes you hear when you go out to eat or shop, say, at an AT&T store.
Like someone like Mosquitoes that you would not necessarily associate with a mainstream act. But it's perfect for someone like AT&T. It's very lively, it's very springy without being over the top.
Pilker says many of his audio architects are musicians or used to work in independent record stores. No, they're not music snobs. Pilker says they're just passionate.
You hear something casually and you start, you know, you're watching television or you're in a bar and you're like, God, this would totally fit for this client. Like, you don't really ever turn off from that job experience.
Sounds like a cool job, but Muzak isn't hiring a lot these days. In February, it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with $436 million in debt. The stock market declined, and a failed merger with a competitor made things worse. Muzak is heard in 350,000 locations, but that number hasn't changed since 2005. Standard & Poor's analyst Hal Diamond says Muzak has new competition.
Now when you walk into a store, you may have, video and people are carrying iPods with them everywhere they go. So this has restricted Muzak's ability to raise prices as well.
The typical business pays Muzak $50 a month. That cost varies depending on location, the number of businesses in a chain, and customization of playlists. Muzak has a plan to make itself more valuable as the privately held company tries to emerge from bankruptcy later this year. It now offers in-store video signage and a service that tries to connect products to songs, like a free song download if you buy, say, a bottle of shampoo. Yes, the name Muzak carries some baggage, but it also has its advantages. As Muzak's Sean Mosley points out, at least prospective clients always take his calls. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte, North Carolina.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.